Sunday, right now, 5 degrees in Ottawa.
Our live 88.5 car crasher is Jim Bray. He gets a chance to try out many automobiles, and there's written reports at live88.5.com, and then click on startup. And we've got him on the line from Calgary this morning. Hey, Jim.
Hello there. How are you?
Hi, good. Tell us about the Jaguar XKR.
Oh, what a car. Where to start with this one? This is the first Jaguar that I've actually gotten to review, like getting a full week seat time in. I've driven a few at Test Fest, just basically a first impression.
Right.
And so, of course, this is something I've been waiting for my whole life, and I'm about 175 years old now. So it was really quite exciting. This was the Jaguar XKR, so it's kind of... Well, up until they came up with the F-Type, it was kind of the spiritual successor to the old E-Type. You can see superficial looks at it. It's a two-door, it's a four-seater, but that's like calling the Porsche 911 a four-seater. There's a place in the back you can throw stuff, and if your kids are really, really bad, you can sentence them back there for a while, but it's not much of a back seat.
Right.
But, the XK is basically what I'm talking about. The XKR is what I had, which would be the XK on steroids. So we have, instead of just a regular 5-liter V8, we have a supercharged 5-liter V8 that puts out 510 horsepower, and it is so cool. There's a start stop button right on the center console where the gear shift isn't, and you press that and it comes up and goes. It sounds like a 1968 Mustang all hopped up or everything. It's just, except of course it's all leather. Just an awesome and beautiful car.
Wow.
And you know, the horsepower, you don't really need it most of the time, but there are times. I had an interesting experience driving up 401 after I left Test Fest. I was driving up to Ottawa, and there was this kid in a Honda Civic Si HFP, which is the nicest, hottest performing Civic you can buy. Nice little car.
Right.
But we're talking about 200 horsepower as opposed to 510. And this little jerk thought he was going to teach me a lesson. So he's cruising along in the passing lane, right in where my blind spot would be if I adjusted my mirrors like that. Mm-hmm. And then I'm coming up behind a slower car in the right-hand lane. So this guy is obviously trying to jam me behind this guy so he can feel superior.
Right.
Well, he didn't count on 510 horsepower. So it does come in handy sometimes. Kid never bothered me again after that.
What is this competing against, and how does it do in its category?
Well, the XKR starts at $110,000, which is actually kind of entry level for a 911. So it's, an SL, well, depending on the SL, you could probably spend another $160,000 on top of that.
Wow.
So I would say that for what you're getting here and for its performance and everything, it is a bargain. And that's a good thing because you're going to put it in the gas tank.
All right. Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher, also got a chance to check out the Porsche Cayman S. And we'll talk on that in just a moment. It's the morning startup on Live 88.5.
Live88.5.com, and then click on startup. You'll find a link there for Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and all the written reviews he's done. It's great, a great source for, if you're sourcing out a vehicle you want to make a purchase on. And then there's the vehicles you can just dream about. Jim's on the line from Calgary. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
All right. What about this Porsche Cayman S you had a chance to drive?
Yes, it's sitting out in front of my house right now. It goes back today as long as I can get it up the driveway because it only has summer tires and we have snow. which is a darn shame because you put a good set of winter tires in a Porsche and you will not drive anything better in the snow except possibly an SUV.
No kidding, hey?
Yeah, they're just the balance. They're fantastic.
Right.
But anyway, this is the new Cayman, the S, which is the higher of the two models, just the regular Cayman and the Cayman S. Brand new for this year, and it is just spectacular. I would sell my soul for this one. I love Porsches and I've always drooled about the 911. But I think, the Cayman, one thing I've noticed about it is that when I go to these car things and they've got these high performance drivers and these racers in there, and I always ask them, if you had all the disposable income, which would you get, the 911 or the Cayman? And I always expect them to say the 911 because it's such a classic and such an icon. And they always, without exception, say the Cayman because of its balance.
Oh, okay.
Because it has a mid-engine, it's right behind the driver, as opposed to the 911, whose engine is out back by the back wheels. which used to be quite problematic. They've ironed that out pretty much now. But anyway, I mean, the Cayman is just, it's gorgeous. The S starts at 72.5. And to me, that is really not an unreasonable price. Now, that's 325 horsepower, which is, you know, hardly unique these days from a six-cylinder engine. But that said, the car is very, very light. The car is extremely tight. It just drives like a dream.
Is it noisy having the engine that close to the driver?
Oh, yeah, it's great. You've got this Porsche song right behind your head.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you can spend thousands and thousands. Like, this one has like a $4,500 stereo in it. I mean, why would you spend that? The music you want to hear from the Porsche comes right behind you.
Yeah. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. The price tag on a Porsche Cayman S is what?
Well, as I said, it starts at 72.9, but this is a Porsche, of course. So it comes with options that brings it up to 95,635, and you know, looking at it, I mean, I'd save the $4,600 on the infotainment system, just get the regular one.
Right.
But there are certain things in here that I wouldn't want to do without. For instance, the PDK dual clutch auto manual transmission, which has now been reduced in price to only $3,660. To me, that is, I mean, it's like driving a manual, except you don't have a clutch. The clutches are all electronic. And it's just, it's fantastic. You know, buy Xenon headlights, things like that. Things that I would really want. So, you know, if this were my dream Cayman, I would probably get it for only $90,000.
Very good. Jim Breyer, Live 88.5 Car Crasher. You can find a list of all the written reviews at live885.com and then click on Startup. Thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.